This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name is Joseph Garber. I live in Croydon, London. And I'm studying the Plumbing 6128 course.
So this is Train for Trade Skills Radio. Hi, Joseph.
Is that me?
Yeah, I think that's you.
Okay, yeah, I'm yes. here.
Loving it. So, Joseph, tell us a little bit about yourself, mate. What was your career before you got to Train for Trade Skills?
A bit all over the place, actually. I did a bit of landscape gardening, done a bit of factory work, done a bit of driving. So really didn't have anything to say is my trade that I do. So, yeah.
So that's the idea. That's the idea of you getting a trade now, Joseph.
That is the whole idea. Yeah.
So, what made you come into? How did you find Train for Trade Skills?
To be honest, I was looking around for a course to do the plumbing, and I think I saw an advert in the paper, and I called in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, that's it, and I'm here today.
Brilliant. Yeah. So, listen, you started with the training at home first, using the computer simulations and things. How did you get on with that?
It was cool. It was fine. It was good. Good stuff.
Right, so you're into your technology as well, I guess.
Yes, I like to use my hands. I like building things, and yeah.
Cool. And then you moved on to the training centre. How are you finding it down there?
Well, it's brilliant, to be honest. I'm learning quite a few things that I would never have known if I didn't come to the course. Uh-huh. So I am liking it. The tutors are okay.
Good.
They don't rush you to understand something. They'll put you through it as many times as you need to go through it. So, yeah, top mark.
Let's just suppose we're in a nightclub. There's a bunch of guys in there. They've got no trades whatsoever.
Yeah.
And they're doing, you know, they're not really going anywhere. What would you actually say to them are the reasons why they should come to Train for Trade Skills?
Well, you can get yourself, you can make a career out of it if you do the right things. You put a bit of work behind what you're doing. You would learn something new, and you could become self-employed as well at the end of the day.
So is that your idea then, Joseph, to start your own company? What's the plan?
All right, the plan is to actually build on this, get some experience, and yeah, it is heading towards starting my own company.
Brilliant
but
stuff.
I'm not going to rush into it.
Right, and just finally, for everybody that's listening out there, what sort of things are you doing down at ATL now?
ATL, at the moment, I've just come off installing an airing cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we've done all the low-carbon steel work. We've done all the copper work, installing a bathroom. We've done loads of exams and tests. So, it's keeping me busy.
So, basically, you're enjoying yourself?
I don't want to say so, but, yeah, I am.
Listen, Joseph, thank you very much indeed for joining us. It's been a great pleasure talking to you, and good luck with starting that business in the future.
Thank you, Eric. Hopefully you hear of me.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.